Labour conference by posing as a Labour supporter? And even more amazing, how can that person manage to become party leader? I thought his speech was quite good. I'm in a position to judge his speech, I think, because I was one of those waverers who, around the time, during the build-up to the Iraq War, wasn't sure. And then when all the stuff about 45 minutes from doom came out, I thought, well, obviously the government know a lot of secret stuff that we don't, and I fell for it. And the result is it's rather changed my attitude to Tony Blair now. I think my attitude is a bit like, you remember Tom and Jerry? I think I'm like Tom, the naive cat now. You know, I'm not prepared to follow him around any blind corners anymore, because I know I'm going to end up with a face in the shape of a shovel.
I mean, that was a wonderful conference speech by Andy, but he hasn't actually answered the question, which is that war means never having to say you're sorry.
He won't apologise for anything. It's very, because actually I find with people of his age and class, including myself, I suppose, it's usually the opposite problem, tendency to say sorry to inanimate objects. You know, you bump into things. I mean, I do it all day long. Blair has the opposite thing. He won't say sorry even over minor things like going to war on a false prospectus. But his argument is that he could say sorry